Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh dear, I've been rather naughty again. It's another late podcast episode. Do you know what happened this time? Well, recently I've been going to bed a little too late, to be honest. And so I've been waking up late as well. And yesterday morning, for some reason, I woke up really late. Like, I woke up with about 15 minutes before I have to start working. And so I had to get ready quite quickly. Not that I go out of the house because I'm working remotely, but, you know, still have to get dressed and all that kind of stuff. I had absolutely no time to record a podcast yesterday morning before work started. So here I am now recording it. If my voice sounds a little weird, then sorry about that. I have had a really strange cold lately because I had a sore throat and I started feeling a bit ill. But then it didn't really progress into anything. It didn't really change into anything. It didn't become worse. So it's like the cold was coming and then went away before it really came. Which is good, because I don't like colds. Anyway, today, the topic, I do have a topic for today, sort of. I was watching the news when I was thinking about this, and they were talking about what an absolute mess the UK is at the moment, the economy, and how the government don't seem to be making anything better, they seem to be making things worse. Great. And they were talking about childcare at some point, and I was thinking how big childcare is these days, how many kids are in childcare. And I was thinking back to when I was a child, a long time ago, and I think I was probably one of the last sort of generations of children who had a mother staying at home. And I remember, it wasn't just me, I remember at school, lots of mothers stayed at home to look after their children. So when we would go to school, we'd walk to school from my house, and you'd be walking up a road towards the school, and then sometimes you'd see other kids in your class and their mothers as well. So for some reason, I don't remember kids being dropped off with cars, maybe sometimes, but I think lots of children and their families walked to school because it was like a local school. And when you reached, I don't know, when you got inside the school, when you were sort of standing in the playground area, it was just full of mothers and children, all dropping their children off, or in the in the afternoon at the end of the school day. It was, again, it was full of mothers and children all picking the children up. The phone's going off. I don't know if you can hear that. It's quite far away. It's a landline, not a mobile phone, a real landline phone, and it's an old-fashioned one. It's like one where you have to put your finger in and, like, move the dial around, and then it goes all the way back to the start. I don't know if you know what I mean. Maybe some people listening have never even seen an old phone before. Who knows? Anyway, back to my story after that interruption. So, back then, my mother didn't work. Or I suppose she did work. She worked by looking after the house and looking after the children and things like that. But I mean, she didn't have like a normal, typical job, I suppose, you know, where you get, you're employed by someone, you're paid by someone. She didn't have a job. And this was common. I think all of my friends, maybe one of them at the time, had like a working mother. But everyone else had a mother that stayed at home and looked after their children. Nowadays, I think things are very different. I would be surprised if that happens often. I think even if people want to do that, they can't anymore. Back then, it was still possible for a whole family to survive, to live on a single wage, just one person's salary. You can't really do that anymore. The mess that the country's in doesn't help, but things have changed since then. Things have changed a lot, and I don't know how they changed, and I don't know why they changed, but they have changed. So we've gone from being able to survive, like a family being able to live on a single wage, to a family needing two wages. So both parents have to work now to survive, to live. I think if one parent has like a pretty good job, you know, a pretty good salary, then you can still do it. But you would have to make a lot of compromises. You'd have to give a lot of things up, I think. But I think, yeah, you could still do it. But, yeah, when did this happen? And why did it happen? I don't understand. I think it would be nice if we still, if a family could still live from a single wage. So either the woman can stay at home and look after children, or the man can stay at home and look after the children, or maybe even swap. You know, maybe like one, like the man works for 2 years and then thinks, I need a break. I need a year off. And then the woman works for 2 years instead, and then they keep swapping. So not, you don't always have to be at work. You don't always have to spend your entire life at work. So I think we had this good situation years ago, and it's changed. And I don't know what changed it. I don't know. I think it's really weird. I can only imagine that maybe greed changed it. Maybe people wanted more money. And then if everyone starts working, then the prices of everything change because everyone's sort of richer. Everyone has more money. So the prices of everything else just sort of come, like, they balance. Balance out. So, yeah, maybe that's what happened. Maybe it was greed. Maybe too many people, too many families had two people working. And then you needed two people to work. I'm not sure. But anyway, I do feel grateful that I was the, like, one of the last generations of children, I think, who had this, I suppose, luxury. It feels like a luxury now that one parent could stay off and look after the children. Because I don't even know how parents manage these days, how parents cope with bringing up children. Because let's say I went to school, and then whilst I was at school, I started feeling ill. Then the school would phone my mother and she would come and pick me up from school, and then I'd go home, and then she'd look after me when I was at home. How do you do that when you're working? Do you just say to your boss, "I'm sorry, one of my children is ill, so I have to go and pick them up and look after them, and I can't do my work anymore, bye." Do you do that? Or do you try and, like, pick up a kid and drop them off to, like, a grandparents or something for them to look after? Or, I don't know. It just seems like when a single parent, when you can't have one parent looking after the child, it's almost like the child is a burden, you know, like a pain. I think bringing up children is very difficult, and it requires a lot of attention and a lot of time and a lot of money. And I don't know, I sort of worry. I worry today that maybe children aren't given enough time, like, compared to years ago. And I don't know what the effect of that is. I don't know. Would I be a different person if I didn't have my mother looking after me? I don't know. What effect does that have? Maybe I would have had to go to, what is it? I've forgotten the name of it, but some kind of, like, childcare place in the school holidays. So there's another thing. The school holidays, they were long They were long when you were a kid, school holidays. We'd have this 6 weeks holiday in August. You were off for a whole 6 weeks. And because my mother didn't work, that's fine, you know? She can just look after us every day. But when both parents are working, you can't take 6 weeks off work. You can't do that. Maybe in some jobs, but, like, typically you can't do that. So what happens? I guess they just put the children inside some kind of childcare place. And what does the child think about that? I know that I would have hated it when I was younger. I hated going to anything that was even slightly like school. I loved staying at home and just doing whatever I wanted to do. I just entertain myself with my imagination. So sometimes I'd make a sword and a shield out of cardboard and decorate it with, like, I don't know, felt tip pens or pencil crayons or something. And I'd pretend to be fighting monsters in the garden. Yeah. So I don't know. I think I would be a different person if I'd had to, you know, if I'd not had that experience of being able to stay at home so often. So it does make me wonder, like, what the effects are on the children of today. Yeah. And also, what happens if I have children in the future? What do I do then? If I need, you know, both parents working? Interesting. Interesting how the, the economy changes the structure of families. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the episode. I thought that was quite interesting. Until next time, bye-bye. Oh, actually, before I go, I will say, just as a gentle reminder, that if you want the transcripts for this episode, if you'd like to see the text for this episode, then you can do. Just check the description for links. And now I'll say bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.